Find yourself in a relaxed position, either lying down or sitting up. And allow yourself to be neutral, allowing your mind to start quieting down, your breath beginning to come softly and easily into your chest and your lower belly. Feeling yourself centering and relaxing again to a deeper level. We're going to work through all the chakras and align them in the body so that we can feel whole and complete and balanced in our energy system. So invite your awareness to travel down to your root chakra. This chakra is at the very tip of your tailbone and radiates red. It's the cord that grounds us to the earth, that allows us to feel present and strong and centered on this earth plane. It allows us our physicality and our sense of being physical. So feel the red pulsating at the very tip of your tailbone. Feel the strength of connection to the earth. The desire to be here on this earth, to be here in your body, feel red pulsating. And moving your mind's eye up to your sacral chakra. In your belly, your lower belly, a few inches below your navel, all the way down to the pubic bone, the pelvic bowl. And here is the seat of creation. In women, this is where we create children. In all of us, this is where we create art, music, dance, joy, connection. These are our foundations. It's where the spine comes and sits in the hip bones, in the ilia. And so this is our foundational chakra, where we fit in society, how we relate to our fellow man in society. This is also our money chakra. The need to have a roof over our head, food on our table. If that's ever threatened, the chakra becomes imbalanced and fear develops. But mostly it radiates orange, and this orange holds us in joy, holds us in connection to our fellow man, and holds us in a sense of community. So breathe orange into your lower belly, into the sacral chakra. Feel the strength of the color uniting you with your mankind, uniting you with your family, uniting you to joy, to a feeling of security and safety. and to a sense that you can create, as this is your creative chakra, all that you need in life to help you to feel safe. So breathe orange into your seat of creation and know you create your own reality and you create it in joy. And breathing up into your upper belly, to the solar plexus chakra, breathing yellow into this area, the bright yellow of the sun, the bright yellow of wisdom, of understanding, knowing in this chakra is where we create a gut reaction to understanding things. It's our knowledge, our library, where we know. Breathing yellow into the chakra of the I am. This affirmation, I am, brings you into your truth and brings you into your power. It's how you define yourself in this chakra. And with the wisdom and the knowledge and the light of the sun, you can create the I am with intelligence, with compassion, with courage, and with understanding. Breathing yellow. And breathing green into the heart chakra, the heart center, center of love and compassion. Not only love of fellow man, but love of self. First and foremost, breathing green into love of self. Because truly you cannot love somebody else until you love yourself. Nor can they truly love you until you love yourself. They can only reflect back to you the level of love you can bring to yourself. Breathing green into the heart chakra balances and encourages that love. The higher octave color of the heart is pink. Pink is compassion. Breathe compassion as well into your chest cavity. Compassion for self, compassion for others. Compassion is a universal love. It has no agendas. It has no attachments. It has no demands. Universal love and compassion is there from a higher source, filling you so full that this universal love and compassion spills out and is offered to others. Imagine that you can breathe in universal love and universal compassion, breathing in green or pink, and imagining that this chakra is becoming so full of love, so full of compassion, that it's able to spill out. And as it spills out, you can give it to others freely. because it's not taking anything from you. You have all you need. You are so full. And therefore it has no attachments. Breathe the pink, breathe the green. And feel yourself full in your heart chakra. And breathing into your throat chakra, breathing a light blue, sky blue, whatever blue comes to you that feels supportive for your throat. The throat chakra allows us to speak our will, to speak our truth. And only when we are balanced in our chakras can we truly be in our will and in our truth. The energy comes from a universal source, comes in the top of our head, breathes down the spine, loops around, grounds us into our root chakra, is filled with the creative joy of our sacral chakra, the wisdom of our solar plexus chakra, tempered by the love of our heart chakra, and only then can we express it through our voice, our throat chakra, as our truth. The throat allows us expression of all our being. It aligns us to our will, to our sense of being, to our knowing of who we are and how we express ourselves in our day-to-day with our fellow man, and also connecting us in our voice to our God source. However you connect to that greater source, whatever you choose to call it, it is also through the will chakra that we pray, we send up our affirmations, we connect in song, in praise to the higher level energies. So using the lower chakras, the will expresses, and using the higher chakras, we express to the higher source. But without a clear blue radiating in our throat chakras, we find it very difficult to express our truth, to express our prayers, our desires, our longings, our love. So breathe blue into your throats. See the clarity of intent strong within your throat. And bringing your awareness to your third eye chakra, between your brows, in the middle of your head. The third chakra associated with the pituitary, the master gland. Here is the center of intuition, of that deeper spiritual knowing. Our connection to the higher realms. The third eye is like the step down transducer from the higher realms to a more usable energy for our spirit. The intuition, the knowing. Breathing indigo, deep purple, or maybe even a lavender purple. Whatever your third eye needs tonight in the hues of purple, breathe it into your third eye area and allow yourself the knowing. The understanding that you do know without knowing. The solar plexus brings you that gut knowing, and this is this more higher level intuitive knowing. This is where your guides whisper, the angelic realms whisper into the third eye, allowing you access to a higher level being, knowing, sensing. This is where you meet your divine self, your own God self. This is where you receive your spiritual knowing, your spiritual wisdom. Breathe in the indigo and know, truly know, that you are spirit. And then breathing into the crown chakra at the top of the head, the thousand-petaled lotus that sits there as a symbol of the connection to your God source. Allow the thousand-petaled lotus to open and see white light from a high source, connection to source. Maybe you say connection to God, or whatever you call God. See this light flowing down from the heavens into the top of your head. This universal source connects us not only to each other, but to all that is in this universe, in this creation. We are all one through this God source energy. We all connect to the same source light. It is all one. Breathe in this white light. Breathe it into your head and then allow it to flow down your spine, down to the root chakra, and allow this divine source light to flow from your head through your tailbone into the earth, so that you become a conduit of source light into the earth. And you can help feed the earth, nourish the earth, and connect to the earth with this source light. And the earth has her own energy. And you can gather this earth energy below you and pull it up through your tail and run it up your spine and out the top of your head, and offer this earth energy to the God source energy. The earth is considered the feminine goddess energy. And this way, by breathing in white light down into the earth, and then breathing earth energy back up to the heavens, you're completing the circuit of masculine feminine, uniting the two, making the polarities one. And this is the gift of being on this earth, is to be the conduit of the higher source energy to the earth and the earth energy to source. And as it runs through us, it cleanses, strengthens, nourishes, and heals us. So as you lie or sit there, feel the connection from the earth to the heavens to the earth, pulsing through you. And know that this is a healing light healing you right now, running through each of the chakras, balancing, centering, and healing all aspects of self. Breathing light down, breathing light up. As if you were flossing the body with white light, universal source light. Feel yourself as a divine being. Know yourself as a divine being. Know that your spirit is whole and connected to source, to self. To the light, to all that is. Feel yourself expand with this energy. And radiate this energy. And then bring the energy back focused into the body. Once again, breathing it up and down through the spine. And then, because we don't walk around with our chakra systems wide open, we need to begin to close the thousand-petaled lotus on the forehead. But we don't close it all the way. We leave it just a little bit open so that we're always connected to Source. That we're always connected and flowing Source light to the earth, and earth light to the Source. Let's see the thousand-petaled lotus beginning to close. And then once again, begin to focus on the physical body, breathing into your belly, knowing that breath brings life force into the body. We can live without food for a long time, without water for a few days, but we can't live without breath, because breath is life. So breathe this chi or prana or life deep into your bellies now. And with each breath, know the oxygen brings a healing of its own right into the body. Breathe the breath all the way down into your toes, and very gently, using the breath as life force, begin to wiggle your toes and bring motion to them. Breathe life force into your fingers, and very gently flex your fingers, bringing life into your fingers. Breathe into your head. With tiny micro movements, loll your head from side to side, bringing connection and awareness to these extremities. And then slowly come back into awareness of the room around you and back to your life.